Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I would like to know why there was $60 took out of my account, or, well, $59.89.
Can I get your zip code?
79227.
79227? Yeah. And your first and last name?
Joshua Britt.
And I do see an account for Joshua. Could you verify your mailing address?
516 West Dallas, Kroll, Texas, 79227.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment.
Do what part? When?
Yeah, one moment.
Who charged it to me is what I want to know.
So it looks like there was a contest entered for an iPad. In order to be eligible for that contest, you have to be enrolled in our app called ByteSub. The winners are picked based off those subscriptions.
Yeah, I won't refund it for it at all. I'm a construction worker, ma'am. I don't even, you know what I mean? I can wear Dickie Dan's all day long. I don't give a shit what I look like.
Yes, sir. This was a contest that was entered for an iPad.
I don't know.
You're called trying to claim an iPad. Why would I? The subscription for ByteSub.
I don't think so.
That subscription was started underneath the email address joshslimbritt@gmail.com.
Yeah, well, I got hacked a little while back, and people were doing shit, and I just wanted the money put back in my account, because I don't want it. I don't even like that.
Yes, sir. You know what I mean? That contest for the iPad was also entered underneath the phone number 417-217-517.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They hacked my phone. They got on my Facebook. It took me forever to get all that shit straightened out.
Yes, sir. This wasn't through Facebook. It was for a contest for an iPad. Do you remember?
Yeah, I know. I want my account refunded. I did not want this, and I didn't do it, so whatever. I don't know. Refund it.
So we can have a account canceled that stops any future billings, but we can't issue a refund for that charge.
Yeah, you have to, because I didn't do it.
Yes, sir. That information does match up, so that contest would have had to be entered by you or someone in your household.
No. I'm sorry. No, it didn't. Let me give me your boss or whoever.
We all follow the same terms and conditions. We can't issue a refund.
Well,
the most you can do is cancel this account. Would you like a confirmation number?
Yeah, but I want to talk to whoever's in charge of you.
We all follow.
Or I'm gonna call right back. I'm gonna call right back.
We can't issue a refund for that charge. You are.
Yeah, you will.
Would have had to enter that contest.
No, you will. No, somebody didn't.
Yes,
I've got other refunds. This happened to me. I've been, you know, I got a fucking piece of paper right here that's fucking, I've already called 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I had to get them all back because I didn't do it. Why would I do that? And it's all dated on the 27th, 28th, and all that. Come on, I'm trying to fucking fix my shit.
Yes, sir. We went ahead and canceled this account. That stops any future billings, but that's the most we could do. Would you like that card?
Yeah, but I want refunded.
We cannot issue a refund for that charge.
Yes, you can.
We cannot.
Yes, you can. I want to talk to your boss.
Give me one moment to have you canceled or to have you transferred over, but we still can't issue a refund for that charge.
Well, give me the confirmation number because I'm going to call and hang up and I'm going to call right back.
It's C as in Charlie, 920456944.
C920456944.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Thanks for